Welcome everyone and declare the meeting open. And for everyone to note that the meeting is recorded. Kaya Wadju, I acknowledge the traditional custodians on the land we're meeting, the Wurundjeri and Bidjara people. I acknowledge and respect the continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this region. Apologies from Councillor Dean and Councillor Brown. Now, are you doing a questions or are you doing just a
I'm just doing a quick round.
A quick deputation?
Yep.
Madam Chair?
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Sly as well. You said Brown.
No. Councillor Sly comes in at item 4, members on leave of absence. But thank you. And Councillor Brown.
What says it?
I know what it says, but it's I've been trying to correct that. Right, so then we move to item 4, members of leave on absence, Councillor Sly's on approved absence, leave of absence. The special council meeting 29th of January, confirmation of those minutes. Mover. Moved, Councillor Sly, seconded, Councillor Tan. Brave Bay. Anyone got a problem with them?
No, that was fine.
Everybody in favour then? Yes, carried. There's no announcements from the presiding member. The disclosure of interest from Councillor Tang is an impartiality interest as she is a member of the Nanup Geopark Association. Questions by members which do not have been given, there are no presentations.
Okay, just thank you for holding today's meeting today to consider the Nanup Geopark funding request. As you know, Tulsa Lithium are providing funding to the tune of $200,000 and the rest is made up of several funding bodies including a large proportion from Lotteries West. Lotteries West have also inquired on several occasions if the Nanup Shire are contributing a cash input into the project. We believe that our will mean a lot to our funding application with Lotteries West if the funding is approved. The Nanup Geopark team are fully aware and thankful for the generous input into the Geopark over the last 4 years, including gazetting the area for the ability to display and additional surveys into the future. We're also mindful of the fact that the Shire have a small ratepayer base and required to support a large number of organisations within the Shire. Lotteries West have been made aware of this and fully understand the limited budget the Shire possesses. Just once again, thank you to consider our request. The total bill cost has been reduced from $850,000 down to $750,000. And we've been able to do this by Gary Dixon halving his quote on his work from $30,000 to $15,000 to bring in the basalt columns from his farm. We've changed the paving context in how we go about that from paving as in cut paving, that is limestone cut paving to concrete stenciling. There was a double up of $5,000 in landscaping. The Talison funding has comes GST exclusive, not GST inclusive, so that's added that we've been able to pick up an extra $20,000 from that. And we are continuing to work with other funding bodies as well. So we've worked really hard on different things. You'll see from our funding log since we lost our funding from, since the first refusal from Lotteries West application back in early November, that we've worked really hard with as many bodies as we can to look at other funding bodies. So we're hoping the $20,000 we apply for today, if it's approved, will help trigger our overall $750,000. $150,000 investment into the community. So, and once again, for considering this request, please.
Thank you. We now move to reports of officers. Agenda item 10.1, the Nanup Geopark funding support request. Do I have a mover? Moved, Councillor Curtis. Seconded, Councillor Fraser.
The Nanup Geopark has the potential to see long-term and sustainable tourism numbers visit Nanup, which will support the economic growth of the town. They are asking for $20,000 from the Shire of Nanup, which will only be payable if they secure a Lottery West funding in the amount of $562,000. Talison Lithium has also committed $200,000 to the project. I see a commitment of $20,000 to the project to be a positive economic investment to Nanup. The Geopark team have also been working hard to reduce the cost of the build. They've secured discounts from other local Nanup businesses and changed some design aspects to reduce building costs by approximately $96,000. I really do wish the Geopark team good fortune in securing the Lottery West funding. It will be very well earned and deserved, and I encourage my fellow councillors to support the Nanup Geopark's request for $20,000 financial commitment to support the application to Lottery West, and that this commitment is redeemable on the successful confirmation of the additional Lottery West funds.
Councillor Fraser? Yeah, I support this motion as well. With $20,000 in the scheme of things in the Shire, should be the benefit to everybody in Nanup and also in Western Australia and worldwide by Geoparks. So I'd also like to thank the old Geopark mob. They're still keeping at it. They've had a lot of setbacks and trying to find money this way and that way, and have put a lot of effort and time into this thing, especially Mr. White. So I'm congratulating him to get it this far, and perhaps in our time we will see it being done and people can see how the earth is made in Little Old Nanup.
Councillor Tanner, you speak.
As you're aware, I have lodged an impartiality conflict of interest in relation to this motion due to my being a member of the Nanup Geopark Association. The reason I'm a member of this group is because I genuinely believe that the establishment of a UNESCO recognised geopark here in Nanup will be good for the community, and wish to support the group by being a member. I believe that Council's support of and partnership with the geopark will result in benefits both tangible and intangible, including global enhancement to our reputation, increased global awareness of Nanup and the region, increased awareness of the many and varied environmental issues affecting the region, the potential for increased tourism to the area and enhancements to community-based, self-directed, formal and informal education for everyone who engages with this project. I note that the amount of $20,000 is only payable if the Geopark Association is successful in obtaining its Lottery West grant, that the risks as analysed by Shire's staff are low, and that the officer recommendation is that we approve the provisional expenditure as per the agenda. I support this motion and ask that councillors give favourable consideration to voting for it.
Therefore, on page 6, the officer recommendation, put that motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Motions of which previous notice have been given, there are none. Therefore, the meeting is closed at 2:54. Thank you.